Today, we continue with lesson number 39 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Terumos. And today, in lesson 39, we continue with Terumos Perek Tes, Mishnayos Dalet Vehe, chapter 9, Mishnah 4 and Mishnah 5. The topic continues to be Gidulei Truma. If a person takes, for example, kernels of wheat which are truma and plants them, and now there's a field of gidulei truma, of that which grew from seeds of truma, what halacha do these gidulim, this growth, what halacha does it have? The Mishnah says, gidulei seruma teruma. The product of planted truma is considered truma. And, as I have explained earlier, this is only midrabbanan. Min ha-Torah, the gidulim are mutorim. They're chulin. They're not truma. Midrabbanan, however, the Rabbanan made a gzera, a very old gzera, very historically very old gzera, saying that gidulei truma are truma. The reason for this is explained in the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where other types of gzeros, old gzeros going back a long way in time, are described. So this is among those old gzeros. And the reason is this: if a kohen is, in our language, stuck with truma tameya, for example, he has a bushel of wheat which has become tame, and he's not allowed to eat it, he's not allowed to use it, what does he do with it? So one thing he could do, since gedulei truma are mutar min ha-Torah, so min ha-Torah he can keep this bushel of truma tameya until the planting season, and then he can plant it, and the growth will be chulin, and tameyim or not tameyim is irrelevant, but they wouldn't be tame either. It's chulin, and now he can use it, which would be fine, except that if he has for 6 months till the planting season comes around in his storeroom a bushel of truma tameya, he might intentionally or unintentionally come to eat it, and he's not allowed to eat truma tameya. So therefore the Rabbana made a gzera that you should not be allowed to plant truma, and if you do, the product, the gidulim, should be considered truma. So there's no benefit in the Kohen taking the truma tameya and holding it for a long time to plant it, and the melon, he won't do so. So therefore, that's the ultimate reason why the Rabbanon made a gzera, not to plant truma, but that if you do plant truma, the gidulim are themselves truma. V'gidule gidulin chulin. However, the gezeira medrabbana did not go so far as to consider truma the gidulin of those gidulim. So suppose I take a bushel of wheat, which is truma, and I plant it, and I have crop number one, and then I take crop number one and plant it again and have crop number two. Crop number two, gidule gidulin, are chulin. The gzeira does not extend that far. Crop number one is asur la'achila lezorim midrabbanan because of the gzeira of gidule truma. Now, this gzeira was only with reference to truma. Other grain which has a certain type of special halacha or special kedusha, if you plant them, they are not what they were originally. You plant them and they are now brand new, ponim chadoshos bo lakan, they're something new and they do not have the halachic status of that which they were before they were planted. So what's an example of some of these things? Avol, hatevel. Tevel is grain of which truma and maisros have not yet been given. Suppose you take tevel and plant it. Well, the halacha is that the gidule tevel are chulin. They're chulin gemurim. The reason being that tevel, rove of tevel, is not truma or maisros, and therefore the rabbana will not go there that gidule tevel should be considered tevel. Similarly, umaasarishon. Suppose you have a bushel of Ma'aser Rishon, of that which belongs to the Levi, and Truma has not yet been taken. Truma's Masa, the tenth of the tenth, has not yet been taken by the Levi and given to the Kohen. So it's kind of like a Tevel. That too, Uma Aserishon, if you plant it, Gidulei Ma'aserishon are Chulin. U'Sefichei Shviyas are the growth of seeds which fell in the ground before Shviyas and then sprouted, blossomed during Shviyas, during the seventh year, the sabbatical year, Shemitah. So the Sfichei Shviyas, which are discussed, by the way, in Masechet Shviyas, Perek Tes, the Gedulim of Sfichei Shviyas are Chulin. Usrumas Chutz La'aretz. As we will learn, Minerabonon, in certain countries in the immediate vicinity of Eretz Yisrael, what grows there is also considered Midrabonon Truma. So that's Trumas Chutz La'aretz. So there too, it's not Motsui, it's not Chamur, the Rabbana would not go there. And Gidule Trumas Chutz La'aretz are Chulin. For HaMeduma, we know already what Meduma is. That is a bushel of grain into which, of Chulin, into which some Truma fell, and there's not 100 Chulin to be mevatel the truma which fell in. So the whole mixture is now also for a zor and only mutor for a kohen. So meduma, if you take that meduma and plant it, lo and behold, it's no longer meduma, it is now chulin. And similarly, bikurim. Bikurim, which only apply to those special species which are nishtapchu bohen, Eretz Yisrael, which Eretz Yisrael is praised about. So that's only Shiva Minim, only seven specific species. It doesn't apply to all kinds of things. So therefore the Chachamim did not extend or apply a Gzera to Gidulei Bikurim. And therefore of all these things, Tevel, Maserishon, etc., Bikurim, Gidulehen, Chulin. If you plant them, the product is totally Mutar, it is Chulin. Gidulei Hekdesh Umayis Hasheni. Suppose you have grain which is hekdesh. You had a bushel of wheat, and you donated it to the Beis Hamikdash, which they can use. Either they can sell it and use the profits for Bedek Abayis, or they can use it perhaps for the those karbonos which required wheat, with the lechem haponim, shtei alechem, etc. Or ma'isa sheni, or you took your second tithe, which should be brought to Eretz Yisrael, and you did not redeem it, you still have it back in your farm in Tzfas or wherever, so, and now you take that Hegdesh or that Ma'is Hasheni and you plant it, the Gidulim are Chulin, however, you have to be Poda them, you have to redeem them, Upoda Osam Bizman Zar'om, you are Poda them either at the time you plant them, that's how some understand the meaning of Bizman Zar'om. Others understand Bizman Zarom, meaning you plant them at the price of seed and not at the price of growth. So if you took a bushel of kernels of wheat of Hekdesh or Ma'is Hasheni, and you planted that bushel, and now the product is 50 bushels or whatever, so you have to redeem it at the price of one bushel, at the price of the Zera, not at the price of the Gidulim. So much now we're studying about Gidulei Truma. Now the Mishnah continues in Mishnah Hay and says, Meya Ligno Shel Truma. If you have 100 rows, you have a farm, and there are 100 rows of Truma. And Viaruga Viacha Shel Chulin. And one row of Chulin. In other words, you took Truma and you planted it in such a way that you now have Gidulei Truma, 100 arugos, 100 furrows, 100 rows, and one of the rows, only one row, is chulin. So now we have a special kula. Since we're speaking here of Gidulei Truma, which min haTorah is mutar entirely, and only min rabbanon is asur, so if among all the furrows you have one shel chulin, kulan mutorim. So all the furrows are mutor. However, The Gemara Mishnah continues that this is only true bedavar shezaro kolo, something where if you put the seed in the ground, the seed decays. You take a grain of wheat and put a kernel of wheat and put it in the ground. That kernel will seem to decay; doesn't remain intact. It breaks down chemically and physically, and eventually new wheat sprouts up. So it's a davar shezaro kolo. The seed does not remain intact in the ground. Then we say, special kula, meyo ligno shel truma, acha shel chulin, kulon mutorin. Aval bedavar she'ein zaro kolo. Suppose you have the type of thing which you plant, which does not dissolve or decay in the ground. For example, onions or garlic. They sprout, but the basic onion which you put in the ground remains there. New sprouts grow out from it, so it does not decay in the ground. For such a matter, afilu meyo shel chulin v'acha shel truma, if there are 100 furrows out there of chulin, and only one furrow of truma, and you don't know which one is chulin and which one is truma, kulon asurin, they are all awesome. Now, if you ask, if you have 100 to 1, shouldn't it be botel because of the halacha that truma is botel 100 to 1? So the Tosefta here explains that when something is still mechubo lekarka, something is still attached to the ground, there is no halacha of bitul be'echod u meyo. So we have finished Mishnah Dalad and Mishnah Hay of Perek Tes. And in the process, we have concluded lesson number 39.